You're listening to More Than Steps, the podcast where we geek out on how belly dance works, one coffee run at a time. I'm your hostess, Heather Wayman. Do you ever worry about boring your audience when you improvise? Maybe everything starts off pretty well, but then as you're looking out at your audience, you begin to see people fidgeting in their seats, shifting around, or maybe you even think you see their eyes glazing over. You don't panic, but you know that you must do something to get their attention. That's when it happens. You start to scribble. You throw in a few more moves, some layers, but it doesn't work. They're still shifting around in their seats, looking around the room. You are losing them. Alarm bells start to go off in your brain. It's now a full-on dance emergency. You got to get your audience's attention. So you pull out every trick in your belly dancing bag of stuff. You layer, you travel, push, pull. You basically do anything and everything you can think of, but you end up with a mishmash of moves and none of it makes any sense. The truth is that you lost your audience the moment you felt required to give them more. We've all heard the expression, less is more. How can we use less to give our audience and ourselves a more satisfying performance? Let's talk about how to use repetition and alternation patterns to create interesting dance on the fly. If you worry about repeating moves too many times, stop it. You'll become bored with a move way before your audience does. When you begin a move, you already know what you're going to do. Repeating a move gives you a chance to develop the movement phrase, and it gives your audience a chance to follow your train of thought before you take a new path. Using the rule of four can be very useful for creating dance that doesn't overwhelm you or your audience. It helps your audience follow along throughout your performance. It also helps your audience feel smarter. So, what does the rule of four look like from an audience perspective? The first time you use a move, the audience will miss it completely. The second time they see it, they'll only begin to understand what it was. The third time they see it, they'll begin to appreciate what you've done. The fourth time they see the move, they'll be able to anticipate what you'll do, and they'll feel pretty smart when they're right. So you can see that by the time you start to get tired of a move, your audience is just beginning to appreciate what you're doing. If you switch to a new move or a thought before your audience catches up to you, they're likely to become overwhelmed and lose interest because you're always two steps ahead of them. But you don't want to be so predictable, you say? That's easy. You can keep your audience on their toes by using alternation patterns with the rule of four. You still get the comfort of repetition with some surprises in the mix to keep things interesting. Drummers do this all the time in drum solos. The riff played is usually something very similar the first three times, but often the fourth time has a little surprise tacked on. What does that look like? Okay, using a very simplified example, let's say we have a 32 count phrase of music or four counts of eight. With simple repetition, we're using the same move for each of those eight counts. That would be an AAAA pattern. With an alternation pattern, for example, AAAB, we can plug in one move for each A of the pattern and use a different move in the B of the pattern. You can use all sorts of different patterns too, things like ABAB or AABB or ABAC, for example. Sometimes music doesn't always present itself in tidy counts of eight or phrases of 32. And in that case, you can adjust your pattern segments to fit the music. Repetition and alternation patterns are only a couple of several strategies from Volume 2 of the Improvisation Toolkit video series that can be used to create really good dance on the fly. In summary, it's easy, very easy, to fall prey to scribbling. When you don't feel like your audience is engaged, you may feel compelled to throw in more stuff to try to impress them. But when you start to scribble, your audience can never really catch up or follow your train of thought. That's when you lose them. Using the less is more approach of repetition and alternation patterns can help you weave a satisfying performance for your audience and for yourself. If you'd like to learn more about how to create great improv, take a look at our Improvisation Toolkit video series. And it's also Volume 2's birthday, and we are doing a birthday giveaway. One lucky winner will receive a premium Improvisation Toolkit Volume 2 package. The deadline to enter is 5 p.m. Eastern on February 24th, 2019. And you can enter at bellydancegeek.com/TK2 2019. Thanks for listening. For more geektacular resources, visit bellydancegeek.com.